because the water's so good.
Thank you for coming. Circus Services can help you.
Hi, this is Sally McKay. I have a service request number 309-388-681.
Could you repeat the number for me?
309-388-681. And if that doesn't work, I have another number too.
In your clothes, you dig your basket.
Pardon me? We have a bad connection. Are you still there? Are you still there? It's like a bad connection. Well, I could hear that right away. It was choppy. Hello? Hello? Can you hear me?
Steve, can you inform, please?
Sorry, we have a bad connection, I think. You keep cutting out. So did that number work?
Continue to bear with me for a moment, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
No problem.
Could you provide that second number you said you had for me, please?
Okay, it's 613-632-453.
Okay, give me just a
that
second.
Help? Okay,
let me try that one.
Hopefully that one's better.
Okay,
thanks.
Could you bring it for me? Could you verify?
We keep getting off. Yes, my name is Sally McKay, 20263 Puma Trail, Estero, Florida.
Will.
Sorry, we keep getting cut, so I can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Okay. And so how may I assist you, ma'am?
Apparently there is supposed to be a tankless water heater on order that you're supposed to get verification on today. And I'm double checking on that because the insurance company that we're dealing with ordered the wrong one originally. It was way too small. So they were supposed to order a bigger one. But now I'm seeing when I see the insurance company's verification that just came through this morning, it looks like they ordered the same one again. So I just thought I'd double check with you to see what item number is on order. Because apparently you guys were supposed to call us today to set up an appointment to hopefully install it tomorrow.
Okay, give me just a second while I take a look over your order.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, the new product details are just the old one.
Continue to bear with me for a moment, please.
No problem. I appreciate your help.
No problem.
What it's saying?
Of course we do. Why? What does that have to do with anything?
I didn't switch back to the old one.
What are you talking about?
Never mind.
The 3800 had nothing to do with the insurance company. Got two estimates. Had nothing to do with the insurance company. What do you think the 3800 paid for? I don't know. It's doing the same thing. It didn't change. I have to check the volume tonight. See if the volume goes up and down easier. Just might need a new remote.
So, as I can see, as of last Friday, June the 12th, it stated that the water heater was not in.
Well, I called your company on Friday, and the lady that I talked to told me that that you had gotten an email on Friday and that she said you should be getting it on Monday, meaning today, so
mm-hmm.
that you should be able to get someone out here tomorrow. See, this whole thing has been going on. Your technician originally was out here on May 21st. So since May 21st, we have had a leaky water heater. and it's up in the attic and it's constantly dripping, and we have to empty buckets of water, and we've been very patient. And apparently this was supposed to be all settled today so that we could set up something with you guys tomorrow. It's supposed to come from a company called Ferguson Enterprises. That's where the unit's supposed to come from. It was verified last week that there was a unit on order. And so I called Ferguson to make sure they had it in stock and that, you know, we could get moving on and stuff like that. And then the gentleman at Ferguson, their distributor for these water heaters, he told me, he said, that water heater will never work in our house. That water heater is like an auxiliary water heater, maybe for a one-bedroom apartment because it's so small. Mm-hmm. It's the smallest one to carry. And the one that's replacing it is a 32-kilowatt, and the one that the insurance company had on order was an 8-kilowatt. So you can see the difference there. And
yes,
so
ma'am.
It's supposed to be all taken care of. And then on Friday, I called you guys to make sure that, you know, it was in the works because this has been going on, like I said, forever. And the girl told me that, yes, they had gotten the thing, or you had gotten the thing on Friday, and that on Monday you should be able to get notification that it's ready to be picked up and a technician can come out tomorrow. So, like I said, I just got this notice from the insurance company, and I'm looking down. They give you a list of what's on order, and it's exactly the same one that they're not supposed to have on order. It's an 8-kilowatt. So they ended up putting in the same thing. Whether it's a typo, I don't know. But I thought, you know what, I'm just going to call you directly and see what is in your system rather than calling them and going through battle with them again, because you guys are the plumbing people. So I thought you would have better information for me.
Okay, ma'am, give me just a second. I'm going to get you transferred over to my supervisor.
Thank you so much.
No problem.
Sent it to purchasing. The specs were sent to purchasing. It's supposed to be all taken care of. It was on the 12th.